Indians pitcher Cody Anderson now joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And Cody, great to have you here, first of all, as part of our coverage. And I would imagine for a guy like you, you hate to see last year end. You were on such a roll in the month of September, a pitcher of the month in the American League. Can that kind of carry into the offseason, though, and into spring training as you get ready for this year?
I mean, that's the plan. I mean, I don't plan on stop pitching the way I was. I just want to, you know, keep working the same way I was and stick to the same routines and keep giving the team a chance to win.
Cody, can you put a finger on what was going so right, why you were able to pitch in the month of September the way you did?
I think it was just cause we were playing well, and, you know, I think we were all feeding off that and all started, you know, really, really trying to pull together and try to make the playoffs.
Talk a little bit about what you can add to this staff. Obviously, everybody knows about the top of the staff with Salazar and Carrasco and Kluber, but what could you bring to this staff?
I mean, I just take the approach of just trying to eat as many innings as I can, you know, especially down at the bottom of the rotation, you know, go out there and try to get a quality start and try to save the bullpen as much as possible and, you know, keep flipping the rotation back over.
Cody, as you come into spring training, what are your goals? What are your expectations? What would you like to accomplish here in Goodyear?
You know, just really, really focus on the command of the fastball and trying to, you know, get ahead and stay ahead and, you know, be efficient.
With those guys at the top of the rotation that we mentioned earlier, how much can you talk to them and get advice from them as far as why they've been able to have the success that they've been able to have?
Basically, they just have nasty stuff, so you can't really take much from that. But just watching the way they work, and, you know, just keep talking to them and you know, follow them around and see the way they prepare and try to mimic that.
Again, we're talking with Cody Anderson as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And Cody, a baseball term that you often hear is a pitcher's approach. You hear it in hitting as well. But for the fan that's listening to this, talk about an approach, what that means for a pitcher when they talk about their approach to the game.
For me, my approach has always been, you know, attack the strike zone. You know, try to get hitters out as quickly as possible and throw as little of pitches as possible per inning. That way you give your manager the option, you know, to let you go throughout the game or get to a spot where you can get to the bullpen in certain situations. But really, really just trying to attack the zone and keep the ball down.
In the years that I've been out here covering the Indians and talking to pitching coach Mickey Callaway, that really seems to be his philosophy. Is that something that he just burns into you guys day in and day out?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, nobody wants to sit there and watch a pitcher go out there and, you know, throw 25, 30 pitches an inning. Especially me, you know, I want to get the hitters back in the dugout as quickly as possible so they're not standing around watching me, you know. Really just as far as the team goes, getting them back in the dugout as fast as possible I feel like is the most effective way.
Cody, in the second half of the year, the Indians' defense really improved. Obviously, they were able to make some things happen as far as the alignment out there on the field, and so you had some different guys behind you. But as a pitcher, how much confidence does it give you knowing, man, you've got seven solid guys behind you playing defense?
It's really comforting, you know, when you look around the field, knowing that you can let them hit the ball and you're going to get an out more times than not. So that really plays a big role in being able to attack the zone, like we talked about, and, you know, keep doing the things that we need to do to get out of innings.
And not only the defense behind you, but obviously this team has a terrific bullpen. One of the best closers in the American League last year in Cody Allen. So not that you don't want to go out there and throw nine innings, but knowing you've got guys in the pen that can back you up, how beneficial is that as well?
Oh, it's awesome. They picked me up a bunch of times last year. And, you know, coming out of a game, runners on base or in a tight spot, you know, tight game, you know, being able to turn the ball over and have faith that, you know, they're going to pull through is a great feeling when you get back in the dugout and sit on the bench.
Cody, we talked about your month of September, pitcher of the month. How much confidence does that now give you going into this spring training, going into the 2016 season?
I haven't really thought too much about it, but like I said, you know, always trying to work to get better, and there's always things that I can work on, and that's the plan right now, is just continue to try to get better and you know, forget about what happened in the past and enjoy it. But at the same time, you know, move forward.
And Cody, just the clubhouse overall, this team overall, how confident going into the year that this team has an opportunity to make a postseason push?
Oh, shoot. We got a great, great group of guys. And I'm really looking forward to it because I think we gel pretty well. And
how close are you and Jabba Chamberlain?
Seems like we're getting closer every day.
I mean, is this something that normally happens in the locker room when he comes up and just kind of caresses you on the neck? Is that a normal thing?
Yeah, you know, you never know really what to expect with him.
We appreciate you spending a few moments with us, and again, good luck this year.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.